Salve Maria, good morning from the Basilica of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. November 17th, today the Church celebrates the memory of Saint Isabel of Hungary. And we know she lived in the 13th century. She was noble and she ended up marrying Louis IV in Thuringia in a place called Marburg in Germany. And we know that she, besides being from the Third Order of the Franciscans, she also founded, in honor of St. Francis, a hospital. But her great, being a noble, her great effort was to exactly take care of those who were ill. And that's why she founded a hospital, using much of her riches that she inherited from her husband. And of course, she took care of her children when they were grown up. That's when she dedicated herself entirely to the cause of charity. And we see that today, where did this charity come from? An inner piety, an inner, therefore, meekness, and an inner denial of oneself. And that's what we see in the gospel. We have a man, Zacchaeus is his name. And Zacchaeus, he sees that our Lord's going through. He was of small stature. He wasn't very tall. He went up a tree and he admired. For having admired, salvation has come to this house, because our Lord saw that he was open to greater horizons, to greater, therefore, interests, and therefore, even that which he had done wrong, because of his admiration and his love for greater, let's say, for greater horizons or greater feats, and a life placed in order that he received the salvation and he was able to correct and be an honest person, totally honest, because therefore Jesus went into his home, grace came into his soul, and he became a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us ask not only Saint Isabel, but also Zacchaeus. We know that he became a saint. He was a disciple of our Lord. He even was a very good friend of Saint Luke. Let's ask that he intercede, bringing us his uprightness, his righteousness, through admiration. Therefore, true admiration is the source, and it is a base for true love. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit come upon all of you and remain forever. Salve Maria.